9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee. Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, 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 amen. Give God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Oh, Father God, even though things are not the way that we want them to be, we still just want to say thank you. Thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for the many miracles that you have performed in our lives. And, oh, Father God, we come praying for all your children all over the world, no matter where they may be. Oh, Heavenly Father, asking that you just touch them right now and move in their life in a special way. I don't know what they're standing in the need of, but you, Father, who are their creator, we pray that you supply their every need, not only according to your riches and glory, but also according to your perfect will. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come praying for the people that are caught up in foreign wars that have been displaced. Oh, Heavenly Father, we believe that you are God of restoration, and we pray that you restore unto them. Father God, we pray for all the senseless killing that's going on in the world. Oh, Father God, asking that you just move in this world in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, we come right now and we pray for every man and woman of God, asking that you bless them and continue to give them the revelation of your knowledge and the wisdom of your understanding. Oh, Lord, we come praying for every house of prayer today. Oh, Father God, asking that you bless it so that it will grow and become all that you desire for it to become. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you right now. We want to thank you for allowing your word to go forth. For we realize that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And, oh, Father God, we pray that it will continuously go forth and prick the hearts of man and bring about a change in this world. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now in the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God Almighty, praise God Almighty. Now, as I have been discussing for the past two Saturdays, we've been coming from Psalms 22, amen. And it was a mini-series based upon Mother's Day. It was entitled The Power of Mom. Okay, now the first Saturday of this month, we discussed about how a child will imitate their mother when they are nurtured in a healthy environment. Amen. And then last Saturday, we discussed about how a child follows their mother. Amen. And because the mother is the nurturer of the family, and she teaches the child a whole lot more, not only by what she says to the child, by her habit. Now, today, I would just like to tie in a little bit how Jesus is implicated in here. Amen. Now, we know the Psalms are wrote by David, who is the psalmist, and right now he was caught up in despair. Now, if we reflect to Psalms 22, verses 4 through 5, he realized this is when his mother told him the stories of what God had done for others in the past, by saying, "In our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. For remember the forefather who is who? Abraham." Amen. God came to Abraham and told Abraham to get up and move to a new land, and I'll make you the father of a new nation. He trusted God. And because he trusted God, he was blessed. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's the advantage of a godly mother. She instills the power of faith into her children, and that power of faith gives her kids courage and hope when life goes sour. Because there will be a time when life goes south. Amen. Jesus told us while he was down here on this world, on this earth, he said, "In this world you will have trouble." Amen. And when that trouble comes, our children will have to handle that discouragement all alone. And when they're dealing with it, even though they are alone, they are not alone. And when they're dealing with it, they're going to remember what mama used to say. Amen. Because when they remember what mama used to say, they're going to remember that mama said that God is with you always. Because in his word, he said he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. You see, right now, in the book of Psalms, we're at the 22nd chapter, you'll find that David is in despair, and David is feeling like he's all alone, even though he know God, even though he know of God. But the pressures of the world is coming down upon him, and because they're coming down upon him and they feel like it's so unbearable, he feel like he's all alone. Have you ever been in a position where you felt like you're all alone? You feel like nobody cares for you. Can't nothing just go right, and you don't know what to do. And you get to the point where you're so hurt that you just don't want to get up out of bed. Well, see, that is the time you need to remember what mama used to say. That is the time you need to remember that God is with you. In him, put your trust. And then Brother James said, count it all joy. When you fall into divers of temptation, count it all joy when the world come crashing down on you. Count it all joy when people turn their backs on you. Count it all joy. Amen. Amen. Now, one thing I would like to elaborate also about this 22nd Psalm. The 22nd Psalm is what is known as a Masonic Psalm. It talks about Jesus. In fact, it describes in pretty good detail much of what took place at Calvary. If we note, verse 1 tells us, when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out and said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And seeing that's what David cried out when he was feeling in distress, when he was feeling in despair. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then when we go to verse 15 tells of the torment that our Lord and Savior endured. You see, I want you to see how it's tied in. David is going through the same thing that Jesus is going through, even though Jesus was not on the scene yet. Verse 15 tells about the torment because it says, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, And a potsherd ain't nothing but a piece of pottery, meaning that his strength is broken, his will is broken, his motivation is broken, everything about him is broken. And my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And I don't know what to say. And you laying me in the dust of death. And then when we go to verse 16, it tells how he was to be executed. It said, verse 16 said, dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and pierced my feet. You see, wasn't it the evil men that encircled Jesus and wanted to take him captive? And then when they took him captive and they tried him, and Pilate came and washed his hands and said, I find no fault in this man. But still, the evil men, they still did not want to free Jesus. And when they said, who do you want to be free, the known thief Barabbas or Jesus? They said, free Barabbas. They encircled him. And then when they pierced his hands, they nailed him to the cross. They pierced his feet. They nailed him to the cross. For I heard it said they hung him high and stretched him wide. And then when we go to verse 7 and 8, listen to how it ties in to what happened to Jesus. When we go to verse 7 and 8, describe the attitude of the crowds at the foot of the cross. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads, meaning that they talked about him, they ridiculed him. And then they said, he trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights himself in him. Well, my brothers and sisters, y'all know God will save you. God will rescue you. All you got to do is just keep on trusting. But remember, Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. So when you're going through, that's why the Bible say, lean not to your own understanding. So when you're going through, let me say that again. That's why the Bible say, lean not to your own understanding. So when you're going through, just trust in the Lord and hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, my brothers and sisters, like I said, David, the psalm tells the story of a man struggling with despair and ultimately triumphing over that despair with praise and hope. And in the midst of his psalms, God literally hides the story of Christ's death on the cross. I got to thinking, why would God combine these two stories of David and Jesus all at the same time? And then I realized, in this world, we will have trouble. In this world, we will face opposition and disappointment. In this world, we will encounter hardships, pain, and death, just like David did in the book of Psalms. In fact, Jesus said this would happen. And Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. That's why the scripture encourages us to be in the world, but not of the world. Because if we are not of the world, then we can overcome the world. Amen. But that's not all Jesus said about the matter. Right after Jesus tell his disciples they will have troubles in the world, he declared, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And you'll find that in the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33, where Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Okay. Where did Jesus overcome the world? Well, Jesus overcome the world on the cross. That's why when we was young, we used to sing this old church hymn that said, at the cross, where I first saw the light. See, my brothers and sisters, when you come to Jesus,